Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, everybody. I just got back to the studio in Chicago, and I want to fully address the stakes of the situation at hand because the President of the United States has been repeatedly threatening military occupation of a city. He posted a burning photo of Chicago as a war zone and is now claiming that it is overrun with essentially criminals and maniacs. He's painting a very dark picture of Chicago, and naval bases are currently being prepared for the mobilization of the National Guard in an illegal manner. Even Trump supporters like Megyn Kelly are saying this is a step too far, and I just want to start here. It is not very reassuring to see the President of the United States having to reassure the American people that he is not going to invade Chicago. Quote, Trump says, we're not going to war with Chicago after threatening city on social media, read this PBS article. And as someone who just drove back into Chicago today to get back to the studio, as someone who lives, works, and is building a media company in Chicago, I can assure you the city looks nothing like the apocalyptic burning war zone that Trump depicted it as in this AI image that he posted. I was just taking care of some personal family stuff in Indiana. I grew up in Northwest Indiana, and I drove back into Chicago to hit the studio again, and it looks nothing like this. Chicago is a beautiful, beautiful city. And Trump's undermining of America's own cities, it's just despicable. I mean, Trump has flirted with going to Moscow in Russia. Maybe go move there. Nobody wants you in the United States, especially not in Chicago. But he said, quote, I love the smell of deportations in the morning. Chicago about to find out why it's called the Department of War. Can we just take a step back? The Department of War is the dumbest thing ever. A point that's not talked about enough is the fact that when we go to fund the Defense Department, it usually says defense spending. It helps us, I guess, justify military spending when we call it defense spending. But now, Trump and Republicans have shot themselves in the foot because they have to justify war spending. And they're already embracing it. Pete Hegseth posted Secretary of War, or he's changed his name to Secretary of War. They changed it to war.gov. It's like, dude, we get it at this point. The Department of War, Secretary of War, over and over and over, he's just posting about Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth. This is supposed to be the peace administration, by the way. They're not only threatening war. They're not just threatening war on other countries or Greenland. He says Chicago is about to find out why it's called the Department of War. There are a few things that I want to say. Okay. Crime sucks. Everybody wants to minimize crime. Everybody hates crime and wants criminals to be jailed. I'd say some politicians need to be stricter on crime. Some politicians need to be less strict on crime. It's a spectrum. The answer generally lies somewhere in the middle, not at the extremes of Republicans locking everybody up. The America has a crazy, crazy recidivism rate, but also we just need to make sure we are being responsible about this. In no way, shape, or form is a predictor of crime how much military is deployed in the city. Predictors of crime generally are the education opportunities in an area, the socioeconomic status of certain families in the air, wealth inequality in certain areas. There are many, many predictors of crime. Never is it ever how much military is mobilized. There are much deeper social and economic conditions that can be eased, like inequality, large gaps between the wealthy and people who are vulnerable. Living side by side creates a lot of inequality. To continue, I want to debunk this entire conservative narrative that Chicago is incredibly violent. Now, is Chicago one of the more violent cities? Yes. Does the law need to be enforced? Of course. But there are ways to do this, like increasing police funding, better psychological exams for police, more police in the streets that are responsible and are not power tripping and can take care of the community. There are ways to do this that are responsible, and it's been working. Violent crime in Trump's first term was wild in Chicago. Then it, of course, dips as the country froze during COVID. Then you see it begin to increase just a tiny bit. But Chicago crime is down over the past decade a lot. Chicago crime continues to lower. We actually had the least homicides this summer, I believe, since the 1960s. And again, I'm not trying to undermine crime in Chicago. There are problems with crime. People are experiencing crime every single day, and it needs to be taken care of, but not in this way. He's trying to paint Chicago as a lawless city in need of military occupation that is a war zone, but it is a beautiful city that is the backbone of the Midwest and this country, and it just needs more investment in educational opportunities or certain neighborhoods that are underfunded or certain programs that incentivize family stability and ease wealth inequality. There are ways we can do this. And by the way, at Mockler Media, we're going to come up with a policy platform in 2026. If you guys like this idea, comment like policy platform or 2026. I just want to get the gauge of the audience because we're thinking of, for free, dropping a document. In that document, it has policy prescriptions. What do we think about AI, healthcare? How do we move foreign policy forward and reduce crime in cities? We need a forward-looking vision. And I think we can come up with something pretty clever. But either way, crime is reducing, yet Trump is talking about deploying the National Guard against the explicit will of the people in an illegal manner. I want to give a quick shout out to the sponsors that help make independent media possible. Now, this episode was brought to you by Prize Picks. They've been a great partner. And listen, you and I make decisions every day, but with Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss out on any of the excitement this season. I'm excited to see Joe Burrow take the field. I have some predictions of my own, but Prize Picks makes it simple. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. If you get your picks right, you can cash in. Prize Picks is the best way to get in on the action for sports in more than 40 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and they invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out even if your lineup isn't perfect. Even if your pick doesn't hit, you can still potentially double your money. So it's the best way to win cash this football season. I urge you to download the app below. Use code Mockler to get $50 in lineups after you put in $5 and play a lineup. That is code Mockler to get $50 for just $5. If you're interested, check it out. Prize Picks, it feels good to be right. Thank you all so much. I do want to point out that Mexican festivals in Chicago were canceled amid Trump's deployment of the troops, or sorry, planned to deploy the troops. And right now, this map right here of the Naval Station Great Lakes in Chicago, off of the lake, is where Trump is staging military presence. He's getting the area ready for the troops, so I guess they can sleep on the floor and pick up trash. Like, let's just talk about the cost for a second. While I talk about the cost, I want to show you these videos of protests breaking out. I mean, the protests were beautiful. They filled the streets of Chicago, and the cops, I mean, normal cops, not the National Guard, were present. But let's talk about the cost. The last time the National Guard was mobilized in California, about a month or two back, it cost taxpayers $120 million. We did the math over at Mockler Media. The lead policy advisor, Micah Irfan, crunched the numbers. Chicago could hire nearly 1,800 police officers with that amount of funding. So you could make a direct investment in a permanent force with training and accountability and ties to the community, yet that's not happening. He's just dropping in military personnel who will eventually leave. Take a listen to this clip. Protesters fill the streets. While this was happening, Chicago was protesting. Trump was screaming at reporters saying he's not going to war. Just a great clarification the president has to make.
When you say that, darling, that's fake news.
Well, why would you leave the Department of Defense?
Listen, be quiet. Listen. You don't listen. You never listen. That's why you're second rate. We're not going to war. We're going to clean up our cities. We're going to clean them up so they don't kill 5 people every weekend. That's not war.
Angry old man yells at cloud, says that's not war, when you very, very clearly threatened war. Like, declaring war on your own country is fascism 101. The White House reposted this Apocalypse Now meme, and they put helicopters. What's up with the helicopter emojis? You're going to send helicopters in Chicago to take it over? You're trying to reduce crime, so you're going to turn it into a wasteland? What the hell is this? Chicago ran Trump's ass out in 2016, and we know the difference between protecting a community or intimidating a community. And Donald Trump is clearly doing the latter, not the former. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like and subscribe below. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.